Going on, folks. Welcome to another episode of Out of Right Field with JP. I'm your host, JP, here. And today we're going to be discussing this clip that went viral of ESPN's Ryan Clark claiming that teams will be passing up on drafting Shedeur Sanders because he's black. Yep, you heard that right. The race baiting in sports continues, but we're going to discuss that later on in the video. First, if you please wouldn't mind, like and subscribe down below. I'd greatly appreciate that. And also, if you haven't already, my X account is linked in the description. If you could follow me on X as well, I'd greatly appreciate that. So let's get into this video. So Ryan Clark of ESPN, he's a former NFL player. I love him as an analyst. I think he always is pretty much spot on in terms of actually talking about the game itself. Like I say, he's a former player, so he's been there, done that. He understands the world of the NFL. But when it comes to stuff like this with cultural issues, and he always tries to make things a race issue. He's done this several times before, but this is just the latest example. Here's him claiming that teams may be passing up on drafting Shedeur Sanders and his stock is currently dropping because he's black. Here it is.
But we all know that they plant these certain reports or they say these certain things and you do hear the word arrogant. Why is he arrogant? Because he won't walk into the meeting and bend the knee, or he won't sit in the meeting and question himself or his abilities or his knowledge and experience in the game. I don't believe that that's arrogance. I want a quarterback that's self-assured. I want a quarterback that could cut the film on, and when you ask him a question about why did you make this mistake or why did you make this throw or why was this the right read, I want him to be able to regurgitate that to me like he's in the play at the moment, the same way a coach or an offense coordinator would, because that's what he's going to have to do. And I've had conversations with Shedeur Sanders, and he can do that. We all know that it's not just about him being Deion Sanders' son. It's about the bravado he carries. It's about the fact that he looks a certain way. It is about the fact that the color of his skin sometimes at that position can be questioned. And I believe Shedeur Sanders is going to have to deal with that until he gets on the field. Now,
so first of all, I don't know why he's I don't know what narrative he's trying to draw that Shedeur's draft stock is going down. Every single mock draft I see, Shedeur is a top three quarterback taken in this draft class. Okay, so I'm not sure where he's hearing that Shedeur's draft stock is going down. It's just not true, I don't think. I simply don't believe that that's true. I think Shedeur Sanders has proven to be a top three quarterback in this draft class, if not top two, between him and Cam Ward. Jackson Dart's probably in there in the top three as well, I would say. But I don't see any teams simply not wanting to take Shedeur that need a quarterback. You know, you look at the Browns, you look at other the top teams that are in the top of the draft who need a quarterback. They're looking at Shedeur Sanders right now, and rightfully so. And I guarantee you one thing, none of them are sitting back and saying, you know, we really need a quarterback. But, you know, Shedeur is black, so we can't take him, obviously. That's just not happening, okay? The race baiting in sports talk continues, especially from ESPN, and it drives me up a wall, okay? Because sports are the ultimate meritocracy, right? However good you are at something, that's how good you're going to be, you know, in terms of your monetary value and your success level. However much work you put in, that's what you're going to get out, not only from a money standpoint, from a success standpoint, okay? And, you know, obviously you have to get lucky along the way. You can't get injured. Stuff has to fall your way. So it's not a true 100% pure meritocracy, but it's pretty dang close, okay? However good you are at the job that you're doing in that sport, that's how successful you're going to be. That's how much money you're going to make. That's how, you know, how many championships you'll win. All that being said, I think sports is the purest form of meritocracy that we have. That being said, teams do not look at players from a race standpoint anymore. It just doesn't happen, okay? It's not the 1950s. It's not the Jackie Robinson era, okay? Whatever you are in terms of Asian, black, white, Mexican, whatever, if you're good at a sport, you're going to be making money and you're going to be on a team somewhere, okay? You know why? Because the owners want to keep their jobs. The GMs want to keep their jobs, okay? So if they're drafting guys, you know, let's say Shedeur's still on the on the board, and I don't know, they go with some white quarterback from JUCO in Mississippi instead of drafting Shedeur Sanders. I guarantee you that GM's job is gone, okay? So I promise you, no GM out there in any sport is looking at who they're going to take in free agency or the draft and deciding who they're going to take based off their skin color. It just does not happen, okay? So we can stop that narrative right there. Also, we talked about his personality, claiming that, you know, his flashy personality, his brashness, talking about Shedeur Sanders here, and teams won't be taking him because of that and because he's black, kind of, you know, making that the same. First of all, if a team, let's say we're in pre-draft meetings, okay, with the owner, GM, and such, where they're interviewing the player, asking him, you know, questions about his character, his personality, maybe running some film on the board and getting his take on what he would do in certain situations. If a GM is asking Shedeur Sanders about his personality, you know, his flashiness or whatever, I guarantee you, it's not because of his skin color. It's because it's important for his position, okay? If you're a quarterback, you are the leader of the team, okay? Not just the offense. You are the leader of the team. So it's important for a GM or an owner, if they're going to take a chance on drafting their franchise quarterback, like teams are going to be in that position right now, like the Titans, the Browns, they're going to be taking a guy who they hope to be their franchise guy going forward. It's a big decision. It is a big, big decision. You got to make sure you're drafting the right guy. If they deem Shedeur Sanders, does that seem like a good enough leader, a good quality leader of selflessness, leadership, you know, willing to sacrifice stuff for the team because that's what you got to do as a quarterback, as a leader. Like I said, it's not because of his skin color. It's because of him, Shedeur Sanders. Shedeur Sanders is more than his skin color, you know. His personality, his leadership qualities, that is something, you know, that's specific to each person no matter the skin color, okay? So when teams ask those questions, it's not a racist question. It's a pure logical question, okay? And I have the perfect example for this. Look at Johnny Manziel. Johnny Manziel had tons of problems, nothing but problems, okay? Everything besides his on-the-field play was an issue. He had drug problems. He was, you know, taking money during that era of college sports where that was not allowed. He was, you know, signing autographs and stuff for money. Like I said, he had nothing but issues off the field. Drinking, all the issues you could think of, and he was not a quality leader. However, when teams were asking him these questions, it wasn't a racist issue when they asked him these questions. And he ended up getting drafted late first round, ended up being a major, major bust. He lasted, what, 3 or 4 years in the NFL, and then he was out. So it looks like those teams that had those concerns were proven correct. And the Browns, who took a chance on Johnny Manziel, were proven wrong, okay? But I say that because this is not a black, you know, player issue. White players get these questions too when they have those issues. And Johnny Manziel is the perfect example of that. So don't make it look like because teams are having, you know, questions about Shedeur Sanders, you know, he's driving in a Maybach in terms, and look, he has the money to do that, that's fine. In this world of NIL, that's fine, okay? He's doing the celebrations with his watch and such. And like I said, all that stuff is fine, okay? And I guarantee you no teams are having issues with that stuff. But I think what Ryan Clark is trying to say is because Shedeur Sanders drives a Maybach, because he's doing celebrations about his fancy watch, and because he's a flashy personality like his father was, that teams are not going to want to take him because of that. And that is not true. Absolutely not true. His draft stock is not going down. He's still on the top three quarterback list. I guarantee you Shedeur will be a top two quarterback taken in this draft class. I know I keep saying like he's top three. I promise you, I think he's going to be a top two quarterback taken in this draft class because he's that good. I think he's that good, okay? So all that being said, Shedeur Sanders does not have a character issue from the standpoint of him as a leader. But if teams do ask him that, it's not a racist question, okay? And that's what Ryan Clark is trying to say. He's trying to say that the white GMs are intimidated by Shedeur Sanders' flashiness and his style, his swagger, whatever you want to say, and because he's black. And that is just simply, simply incorrect, okay? Sports fans are tired of the race baiting in sports talk. They're fed up with it, and me being one of them, okay? The Colin Kaepernick era of sports really set the sports world back in terms of, cultural talk. It set it back greatly, okay? Because the era of Colin Kaepernick taking a knee at the anthem, not being on a team, and the BLM and all that stuff, the end of racism and the NFL's back of the end zone, all that crap, set the sports world back a little bit, okay? Because it let race baiters get into the realm of sports talk, and that's how they get clicks. That's how they get views. That the constant victimhood is driving the race baiters in the sports world, and we see it with people like Jemele Hill, Ryan Clark, for that matter, and ESPN's full of them. Mina Kimes, it's full of them. And they, that from the Colin Kaepernick era where he wasn't on a team because he wasn't good enough, people don't like to talk about that. It wasn't because he was black. It wasn't because he was taking a knee at the anthem. Colin Kaepernick at the time of doing that was like a third string quarterback, I believe. He may have been a backup at that time, but he was not a good backup. Okay. And the reason he's not on a team and wasn't on a team then is because he wasn't good. Okay. Like I said, sports is the purest form of meritocracy that we have. And that showed itself. He wasn't good at the sport, therefore he wasn't on a team. Sorry for your luck. It wasn't because of his skin color or because of his kneeling at the anthem. All right? So that, but they the people who were race baiting, they made tons of they got tons of clicks, they got tons of view time because they took the victimhood stance of claiming that Colin Kaepernick wasn't getting the opportunity that he deserved because of his skin color. And those people have stuck around in the sports realm, in the sports talk realm, okay? And then we saw it on the basketball court of the BLM during 2020 when NBA teams were taking a knee at the anthem, LeBron James sort of leading the charge of that. Sports fans don't want to see that. And I'm not saying obviously LeBron James, Colin Kaepernick, they have a right to kneel for the anthem. That's fine. But I also have a right to not watch if I don't like it. And I also have a right to want my race baiting outside of sports. And I'll take my race baiting nowhere, actually. I don't want to hear that anywhere, but especially not in the sports world. I can handle it in the political world because that's kind of the world that is, and they have their spot in that world. And I guess you can talk about that in that world. You'll have some people listen to it, although I think it's dying in that world too. The sports world, like I said, there's no room for it because it is a colorless in terms of people aren't looking at certain the color of the skin of the players and making any decisions off that, whether that's a GM or whether that's a fan, choosing their favorite player. And if a fan is doing that, then that's they don't really have a spot in the sports world, I don't think. Okay, because it is truly a colorblindness throughout the sports world. It doesn't matter what skin color you are. It does not matter. If you're good at the sport, you're gonna have a spot. Okay. So Ryan Clark is just this clip of him is just an example of that. Of just it doesn't work anymore. It doesn't have any pull of constantly talking about race and trying to make an argument that any sort of decision a team makes or anything at all in terms of the sports world is decided by your skin color. It's just not true, okay? And if any team has questions about Shedeur Sanders' leadership qualities, they have a responsibility to ask those questions. But I don't believe Ryan Clark. I think he's lying about not only his draft stock, but also that teams have issues with Shedeur Sanders' character. I just don't think that's the case. No GM is intimidated. No Jerry Joneses of the world are intimidated by Shedeur Sanders' swagger. I guarantee you that's not the case, Ryan Clark. Okay, so please stop the race baiting. It'll help your numbers go up tremendously, I promise you, because the sports world and the world in general is just getting fed up with the race baiting in sports. And it has no room. There's no room for it in the sports world. So I hope Ryan Clark moves on from that. He probably won't because I think he got the attention that he wanted from this. But I think moving forward, ESPN is going to have a big problem on its hands if they continue to platform these people that are constantly talking race and dividing the sports world in terms of politics and bringing it into sports. It needs to stop. And I hope that it does stop eventually. I hope ESPN has an epiphany with the other corporations that are having this epiphany, like Meta, like Google. I hope ESPN comes to that, and that's truly Disney. I hope Disney comes to that. I hope that Disney comes to that realization that that doesn't work anymore. And if they do come to that, I think they will see their numbers go up tremendously. I hope, I think they will see the world's fed up with it and more people will go to watch them. So let's see if that's the case moving forward. But I appreciate you guys watching this video today. Please like and subscribe down below. Like I said earlier, I'd greatly appreciate that. And until next time, next Monday, I'll see you then.